Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 5 today. Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee do I pray. O Lord, in the morning thou shalt hear my voice. In the morning will I order my prayer unto thee, and will keep watch. For thou art not a God that has pleasure in wickedness. Evil shall not sojourn with thee. The arrogant shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, in the multitude of thy loving kindness will I come into thy house. In thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way plain before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with the tongue. Hold them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Thrust them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name rejoice in thee, for thou wilt bless the righteous. O Lord, thou wilt compass him with favor as with a shield. This is the prayer of one who speaks in innocence, of one who, in his connection with the holy God, strives to be holy, strives to be set apart from the world and those who act like the world. To speak that God judges the wrongdoer and to judge the ungodly is, in a lot of ways, a vow to not engage in those behaviors. So as we read through the psalm talking about the ugly things that do not stand before God, we are acknowledging it with our own mouths that we cannot behave that way ourselves. And verse 7 speaks to the humility that we are crying for. But as for me, in the multitude of thy loving kindness will I come into thy house. In thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. So it's not arrogance that we speak from, but humility and fear. So we need to be the ones who refuse the worldly course of dog-eat-dog and instead walk in meekness. The result of this is that as we live in a dog-eat-dog world, we need God to protect us, we need God to defend us, and we need God to stand up for us. And that, again, is what this psalm cries out for. Let's read it again. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee do I pray. O Lord, in the morning thou shalt hear my voice. In the morning will I order my prayer unto thee and will keep watch. For thou art not a God that has pleasure in wickedness. Evil shall not sojourn with thee. The arrogant shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, in the multitude of thy loving kindness will I come into thy house. In thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way plain before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Hold them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Thrust them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name rejoice in thee, for thou wilt bless the righteous. O Lord, thou wilt compass him with favor as with a shield. We reach out to God in humility, asking for his help, trusting in his salvation. And that's faith. The world fights for what it wants and often gets it. We instead, we turn to God in very faithfulness instead of the very wickedness of the world. And we trust that God will protect us and wrap us and cover us in His favor. Well, thanks for listening, and I hope to talk with you again soon.